One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This episode is sponsored by R.W. Knudsen Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice, a welcome addition to anyone's sleep routine. Pace Case, if you know me, and you do, you know that I'm working all hours of the day, all hours of the night. So the sleep that I do get has to be very good sleep, and I'm always looking for ways to up my sleep routine. Sometimes I'll read a book to go to sleep. Sometimes.
The Bachelor?
That book keeps me very awake. It's very engaging. That never puts me to sleep. I will sometimes just put down my cell phone after a long day of looking at a screen. It's nice to get some time away from the screen. I also will incorporate some R.W. Knudsen Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice. It truly makes you go to sleep a little easier. It's the thing you need to help you drift off into the dreamland.
As more and more people are looking to prioritize sleep, Organic Just Tart Cherry is having a moment thanks to Tart Cherry's potential sleep-related benefits and potential to aid in muscle recovery when you get those gains like clues. We're seeing this in the viral Sleepy Girl Mocktail trend on social media. R.W. Knudsen has a whole lineup of natural juices with zero added sugar, so you can feel good about adding them to your wellness routine. It's all about celebrating those daily wins. Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice is made from tart cherries, which may help you get a better night's sleep because they have natural melatonin.
R.W. Knudsen crushes only 100% real ingredients, so you can crush everything you do. Pick up a bottle at your local grocery store today.
It's the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses. This is the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses.
Welcome to Game of Roses. This is Pace Case.
This is Bachelor Clues. It's Monday. That means we're going deeper. See what I did there? We're going to be digging deeper. Nick Vial is the one who goes deeper on his podcast. Where did he get that name? I don't know.
From someone's beloved recipe, I think.
Rest assured, we are going to have some clips from those Vial files for you today. Some very interesting clips, to say the least. I just at the outset, I would like to say this, because I know I'm going to get shit for this. Nick Vial is the greatest player who has ever lived, period. Now, that doesn't mean anything.
Disagree. This is just your opinion.
It's not. This is factual.
It's not. It's factual.
Yes.
This is ridiculous.
Most kisses, most roses, most screen time, two second place finishes, crown, Paradise Syndrome.
Not the biggest podcast. Not the most followers.
Who's got the bigger podcast?
Everyone. Very polarizing.
Yeah, exactly. I think he may have the biggest podcast in Bachelor Nation. I mean, we don't know the exact numbers, but he's at least in contention for that. Look, I'm just saying all this because I want to make very clear.
Because you're an apologist.
I am not an apologist at all. The fact that he's the greatest player of all time means
he's
nothing.
He's not the greatest player of all time. You can't say that that's a fact.
That's saying that it is ludicrous.
I'm not going to let us continue unless you admit that it's not a fact. It's subjective.
It's a fact by the metrics that I measure greatness.
It's a fact by your greatness measure. Okay, thank you. That I'll accept that.
Most kisses, roses, screen time, et cetera, et cetera. Two high place finishes.
Most kisses? You don't even know that.
For sure I do. He was in four fucking seasons.
You don't know how many kisses Gingin did. Gingin was the most prolific chemistry player we ever had.
You think Gingin in one season had more kisses than Vile had over the course of four seasons? Absolutely not.
Maybe.
Absolutely.
Prolific.
Not. Look. Again, all this is just to say, we are going to listen to these clips of Vial. He's going to say some wild shit. I don't know why he's saying these things. And I just want you to know that although I still retain my belief, how about that? My belief that he is the greatest player of all time.
This podcast episode hasn't changed it.
No.
Is that what you're saying?
Look, his post-game career has been dicey, shall we say, in terms of his opinions and his expressions of those opinions. But his in-game career, still the greatest player, in my opinion. How about that?
Disagree. Needed three seasons to become The Bachelor. KB did it in one. Didn't need those three, did she?
Well, I mean, that's like saying Grocery Store Joe is the greatest player. Because Grocery Store Joe didn't even need a season at all. He needed a night one, and that was it.
He didn't become The Bachelor.
Did he have to?
You can't be the GOAT and not become The Bachelor.
He didn't even have to become The Bachelor to be the GOAT. See? I don't agree with that.
Now you're just talking literal nonsense.
I am.
Yeah. You can't be the greatest male player and not be The Bachelor.
That's what I'm saying. You're saying Caitlin Bristow did it and didn't need this amount of seasons.
Caitlin Bristow is The Bachelorette. Yeah.
She was one of two Bachelorettes on her season. Don't forget.
Don't you dare.
All right.
Don't you dare bring that night one curveball that was absolutely scripted in my mind into this. She was the one true Bachelorette.
It totally was. We're going to get to some clips today, by the way, that kind of get around why she was selected as the Bachelorette that season, because they might have been financially tied to her per a contract that she negotiated.
Just like I'm sure Byron Velvick was actually scripted to be the one true Bachelor on that season, probably because of his face proportions, like that horrible scientific thing we said the other day that wasn't scientific.
Maybe. You know, I can also see, though, that back in those old days, I mean, you're talking about season six, that was super experimental era. I could also see it not having been scripted, that they were just like, fuck it, let's see what happens. Anyway, this is all having nothing to do with what we're here to do now. What we're here to do now.
We're fired up. Fired up for this episode.
Look, the shit my house says is fucking insane. So we've got a bunch of clips for you today. Of course, we're going to start with a little appetizer from Bachelor Party. That is Juliet Littman's podcast. Her guest was Gabby Elnicki. Then we're going to go right into it. We're going to give you that main course of the Vial Files with guest Johnny Lowe. This was from April 25th. We got three clips from that episode that are, again, mind-blowing. We then are going to go to the most dramatic podcast ever with Sean and Catherine Lowe. The Dark Lord has a lot to say about Goldini's role in The Bachelor. We're then going to go to Back Again to Bachelor Party with guest Rodney Matthews, who sheds a little bit of light on Bachelor Live on Stage and what their original plans might have been for the move to Arizona. Then we're going to go to Almost Famous OG with guest Ben Flanicky. He, of course, was The Bachelor in season 16. And they discuss certain financial things around Trista's wedding and the producers, et cetera, et cetera. Then we're going to get Almost Famous from April 18th. This episode was called The Curse of the Diamond. And in it, Ben Higgins talks a lot about how he got to keep his clothes and kind of the monetary value associated with some of the things that you get as a lead. They talk about Caitlin Bristow's interview that she did on Trading Secrets with Gore Girl Jason Tardik. And they talk about how she might, again, have solidified her role as the singular bachelorette of that season, season 11, by this kind of preseason contract negotiation. Then we're going to go to Rose Pricks with guest Tino Franco, where he shed some light on therapy and how instrumental it was to him after his season. Then we're going to go to Higher Learning, which I always love to go to. And Van Lathan is absolutely hilarious in these two clips, talking about not only which bachelorette Rachel Lindsay would likely fight, he's also talking about his new friendship with Nick Vial. So we will hear all about that. And then we're going to wrap this up with a clip that just came out recently from the Vial Files that you will not want to miss. In this clip, I mean, I can't even really do it justice. You're just going to have to hear it. But suffice it to say, you got sour grapes everywhere in this clip. It's an what's a orchard of grapes is a vineyard. It's a vineyard of sour. It's unbelievable.
What's the most sour grapes? Vinegar?
What? Is vinegar grapes? I don't even know what vinegar is.
I don't know. What is vinegar? What is vinegar?
Okay. While Pace Case is Googling what is vinegar, we are going to begin this.
Digging deeper.
Okay, so there are red wine and white wine vinegars, and there's certain ones made from different specific types of wine. So I think, and rice. Okay, so, well, whatever.
All right.
Let's get into it.
So here we go. Here's our first clip. This is from Bachelor Party host Juliet Littman. The guest on April 20th was Gabby Elnicki. In this clip, Juliet Littman weighs in with her take on the Pretty Woman date, and Gabby Elnicki feigns ignorance about even knowing that terminology at all. Again, she was caught by producers reading our book, in which there is a full subchapter called The Pretty Woman Date. Here we go.
Some people call it like the Pretty Woman Date, which I think is like kind of gross, since in Pretty Woman, she's a prostitute and you're not. But that's why, and that's why I ask, because like there is something also just like awkward. Like I'm a speed shopper and I like to just go alone at my own pace. Like, was it weird having to like come out and like model stuff for the cameras and for Zach?
You know, it was lighthearted. Like it wasn't good. Like super like intense or anything. And I didn't even know it was called the Pretty Woman Date until I got back from the show. And it was like, Gabby got the Pretty Woman Date. And I was like, what the heck is that? So yeah, I didn't know it was called that.
A lot wrong with this clip. There's just a lot wrong.
Can we start with the fact that prostitute is a slur? The preferred term is sex worker now.
Of course. That's one of the things wrong with this. Just openly shitting on sex workers. But the first thing that's wrong with it is the opening statement that Littman makes, in my opinion. Some people call it the Pretty Woman Date. I don't know if that's a dig at us. I don't know who it's a dig at. But some people is Shannon Oliver in season one of our program. This is a lack of knowledge about the history of the game. We talk about this all the time, that many of these other podcasts that deal with Bachelor just simply don't know the history. They don't know when the hooju was invented. They don't know when certain first elements came into the game. And the phrase pretty woman was used in season one by Shannon Oliver on her one-on-one date with Alex Michelle. He took her out. She got to buy a dress, a necklace. They had a private violin concert. And she said, I feel like pretty woman. That, in my opinion, is where the term came from in the first season.
Also, Pretty Woman is just meant to reference a movie. It's yes. not really meant to reference the sex work. She doesn't do right. sex work for the clothes. I mean, I guess
technically it's she like does.
Technically, but at the end result is that. Right. But it's hard for me to get past the like calling sex work gross. I don't know. The producers also call it a Pretty Woman date. It's not our term.
Of course, it isn't our term. I think, like I said, Shannon Oliver really coined it, and the producers probably just took it from that moment forward. But it's also like, in terms of the nature of like a transactional relationship where sex is concerned, you could make the argument that's literally what the batch
clues underwear drawers. They're not organized. They're like the Wild West, the final frontier of wardrobes. Mm. And there's no rhyme or reason to them. You got ones that are super old, different brands, etc. You don't know what to expect. But now I have felt the buttery soft comfort of MeUndies. And now I want to replace the whole drawer with MeUndies because those are my now go-to. I'm currently wearing their long sleeve shirt and my... which is not what this ad is about, but I am also wearing the super soft, sustainable modal fabric thong with no rollback waistband. You want that. You don't want it to be rolling. You don't want it to be showing. and I'm hooked. I don't want to wear anything else. It's all got to go now.
Well, this ad actually is kind of about that, Pace Case. Everybody knows MeUndies makes great underwear. It's in the name, MeUndies. But it's not just about underwear. You can explore the lounge collection featuring comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and a whole bunch more. And their Move Me activewear collection is the softest activewear on the market. There's no doubt about it. Right now, you can get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/roses. That's MeUndies.com/roses for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine. That's where Canopy's new filtered shower head comes in.
Known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, Canopy is dermatologist recommended. This unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water. Best of all, the Canopy filtered shower head is hassle-free, installation's a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement. Go to canopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered shower head purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, Gore listeners can use our code ROSES at checkout to save an additional 10% off your Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
Support for today's episode comes from OneSkin. If you have sensitive skin, you're going to want to hear about OneSkin's scientifically proven topical supplements. This is face, eye, body, shield, and it can all be used with any of their other products, which are free from over 1,500 chemicals and preservatives that can make skin red, irritated, or itchy. Their products are safe for sensitive skin. It's just one of the reasons they've earned the Skin Safe seal of approval.
You got to keep that skin glowing if you want to be keeping up the level of face play that I've got going on. And OneSkin was founded by an all-woman team of scientists. Their products are backed by extensive lab and clinical data to validate their efficacy and safety on all skin types. Their topical supplements are the easiest way to keep your skin healthy and hydrated without the harsh ingredients or irritation found in other skincare products often. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code ROSES at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code ROSES. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support Gore and tell them that we sent you.
You go into the fantasy suites, you come out of them with X amount of Instagram followers, and that then pays your way for however long you can do it for, you know? There is some kind of transactional thing that happens in The Bachelor as well. Now, let's move on to the next part of this clip that is also wrong. Gabby Olnicki says she didn't know it was called the Pretty Woman Date. She read the fucking book! It's in the book!
Okay. Maybe the producers caught her before she got to the Pretty Woman Date chapter. To play maybe. Sour okay. Grapes advocate.
Yeah. But I mean, that like no one else on... in that season, none of the other players are saying it's the Pretty Woman Date.
No, the producers call it that.
Exactly. Exactly. She definitely knew. And so I don't understand the value of feigning like she doesn't here. I don't get that. Why would she say she didn't know it was called that? Just to prove herself naive in the process?
All of these people have seen this show. Like, the Pretty Woman Date is almost every season since the beginning of time, 2002.
Exactly. But, so there you have it. That's our first clip. Juliet Littman, please understand the Pretty Woman Date is called that because of, in my opinion, Shannon Oliver season one, who said that's what it was called in the show. Now let's move on. I don't know how to properly set these next clips up. There are three of them. They are from the Vial Files with guest Johnny Lowe from April 25th. They deal with primarily the lawsuit that Jeremy Hartwell has brought against Kinetic content and Netflix that we discussed with them on the interview we did last week. It is primarily about that and the nature of reality television fame. In this first clip, the Great One delivers his opinion on that lawsuit and getting famous from reality TV. Buckle up. Here we go.
The problem I have is the average shelf life of a reality TV star that kind of pops and has some attention, you know, it's like 12 to 18 months. Mm-hmm. And it can be a very crazy experience. You go from an insane amount of attention and exposure and access, and you get invited to do talk shows and podcasts. And with, you know, these shows like Love is Blind and The Bachelor, they have, you know, they're just pumping out these seasons. And so once the next season comes out, the light just kind of drastically goes away. Hmm. And it's just because that's when people from previous seasons start, you know, coming out of the woodwork and start complaining and making TikToks about like how terrible it was, and say things how like they were denied access to food and water, and then they were like force-fed alcohol. And in reality, it's just like these days take long to film, and it's not a vacation. It is not an all-inclusive, all-you-can-eat vacation, which I think a lot of people who sign up for these shows kind of think. And there are times where they might be like, yeah, we need to get this done, like food's served later on.
Yeah.
Just the timing of it all, it's just like once the light starts dimming down, that's when they start complaining about the environment that they were in. And yet you never hear about it when they're getting all the attention, when they're getting the adoration and the exposure. Granted, there's definitely a lot of manipulation going on in these worlds, but it's not that hard to manipulate because they all want the attention.
Where do you want to start?
I don't know where to start. I would say I really like the term Nick Thompson used to describe Viall's response to this, which is status quo manager.
Yes.
Which is kind of what we are discussing with fence players / sauce players, company players defending the producers and all of their tactics. And then anyone who says otherwise is just fucking bitter and attention seeking.
Yeah. And there's an element of this when he opens. I'm just going to take this piece by piece here. He opens by saying the average reality star has 12 to 18 months and then their light dims. He's implying here, without saying it, I'm not average. I'm better than all of them because my 12 to 18 months, I have drug out into 5 years. He's right there telling you these fucking pieces of shit are worse than me. I am the god of this. It is this fucking crazy egomaniacal stance that he's essentially just saying, your experience doesn't fucking matter because my experience is what the norm is. And that is also not true. It's not. Like, he apologizes, obviously, for the producer mistreatments, basically saying, like, yeah, it's a fucking TV show. That's how it gets made. No, 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 no. And it's like, no, other TV shows don't get made like this. Scripted shows are not like this. Reality TV specifically is bad.
We have unions, and they specifically say when you have to have food breaks because you're not allowed to get rid of human rights. That's illegal.
Unless you sign the contract, which he's going to get into a little bit later. He also says that you don't hear about any of this when they're getting the attention, when they're famous. Mm-hmm. That is simply not true. It is a fucking lie. Clayton Eckerd, when he was at the height of his Bachelor fame, was very vocal about the mental health strains, the mistreatment that went on during the course of the show. Tino Franco, literally as he's on the show, winning a fucking ring, is going on social media saying, this fucking wrecked me. I had to go to therapy, et cetera, et cetera. So he's wrong about that. He's just simply wrong or lying to stay true to whatever kind of point he's trying to make here. And the point basically is, he doesn't like that these guys are exposing this shit because this shit never happened to him. Mm-hmm. He was a protected player from season 10 in Bachelorette. Yes, they did some manipulations to him. Yes, they give him a little bit of a villain edit, but never enough to fucking ruin his life. He has not had to go through that.
I think there's something that is consistent with these clips and with things that he has said in the past about, you know, anyone who's not Final Four is just bitter if they're complaining. And also saying that these guys are just doing it for the attention and the clout, he cannot see outside of his own perspective. That's in terms of other people suffering a lot more working on reality shows than he did. And also, he can't imagine doing something altruistic. He's like, if I was doing that, it would only be for the clout. So they must be doing it for the clout. These guys, they're passionate about it. They truly believe in this.
They want to change it. I think there's also something in him that is a little bit like, you know, when I was in reality TV, they treated people like shit, and that's just how it is. Get used to it. Shut the fuck up.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
Well, something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional, unprofessional. So if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
I think he doesn't want it to change because it will mean that the era he came from doesn't exist anymore. And so what he built in that era is not as meaningful. If the entire nature of how reality TV production alters, then like the skill he possessed in that era of it is no longer valuable.
There's something that just kind of reminds me of like fraternity hazing. Mm-hmm. Of like, I went through this shit, so you have to. And it's like the new pledges are refusing to do whatever fucked up shit that the old pledges did. And he's like, what? That's just like what you sign up for. You got to do it. Like, it has just very... It's not good vibes. This is not good vibes. And this is really bad vibes for a future therapist.
Absolutely. Specifically somebody who I assume would want to talk to people about being in reality TV and how it's affected their life because he has specific knowledge of it. Now he's putting out this. Like, can you imagine? Listen, I just got off this reality show. It kind of fucked up my life. I'm getting all these bad DMs. Suck it up. That'll be $100.
That's just how TV gets made.
Yeah. You signed the contract. All right.
Yeah.
We're obviously fired up here.
Fucking clout chaser. I'm so fired up about this.
Well, get ready. You're about to be fired up even more because this next clip is even crazier. They just keep getting crazier. In this next clip, the great one weighs in with a combo of sour grapes and uncharacteristic fast judgment about reality television stars. He is one. And now he weighs in with this shit.
No, he's not. He's a guy.
Yeah, exactly. You are not going to believe what this motherfucker says. Here we go. If you want to hear that clip and the other clips we have from that episode of The Vial Files and a very special clip at the end of this Digging Deeper from another episode of The Vial Files in which he essentially doubles down on his hatred for Jeremy Hartwell and Nick Thompson and what they're trying to do to change things for the better for all reality TV performers. If you want to hear all of that, you just go to patreon.com/gameofroses. Join us in the bottom of the pit. You're going to get access to the rest of this episode, to every Digging Deeper we've ever done. You're going to get access to our live shows that we do on Mondays at 4:30 Pacific Standard Time, where we answer questions and talk about kind of the state of the game, state of all reality TV, really. You're going to get access to our Discord, where you can upload screams, and we sometimes play those on Twibbon. And you are going to get access to Pace Case Palapa, Dark Seekers Dungeon, and Clues' Corner. And there's a very special Clues Corner up today in which I watch the entirety of that most recent Nick Viall podcast and just break it down. So that is there right now if you want to check it out. Once again, you just go to patreon.com/gameofroses and join us in the bottom of the pit.
It's the pit. You can get it in. Dig around in all this content. It's the pit. Come on, admit you wanna eat up all these tasty tidbits. It's the pit. There's room enough to fit everyone who wants to come in. It's the pit. You can get it in. And dig around in all this content. It's the pit. Come on, admit, you wanna eat up all these tasty tidbits. It's the pit, there's room enough to fit everyone who wants to come in. It's the pit.